No.
No, 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 no.
Variation limit is the whole figure.
It's the whole figure, whatever your...
It's the $2,300,000 or whatever.
$2.6 million budget.
Yeah, it's, but I would post it at 2.7 or even 3 million.
It has to be less than the aggregate taxes. Okay, so assuming the maximum tax of Measure G would be 200...
It's the spend.
It's the spending, and it's not like them.
But if my understanding about the appropriation fund of works is you still have to publish it so that it's less than the aggregate income coming in?
No.
I think we're talking about two different things.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We're talking about the measure, we're talking about posting the appropriations limit, you're talking about the Measure G request.
Okay.
But that would happen after our meeting. The Measure G request would happen after our meeting.
So for purposes of our special meeting on July 30th, do you need to have a plug number?
I believe so.
Okay. And how are we going to get that to you if you still have to finalize the budget and the Measure G calculation for that budget?
No, I thought we were shooting for approving the appropriation limit at the August meeting. If we're going to shoot to approve it on the 28th, and if I publish a figure, I have to publish that by the 13th.
So then we can kick the appropriations limit to the full August board meeting on August, whatever that date is.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I don't know the date.
Or if we have to have a special meeting later for that.
Well, I think one of the calendar issues is there's a date by which we have to go to the county for Measure G money.
Right.
Right.
And we can't do that until we have, I believe we can't do that until we've got our budget set so we know how much money we need.
That's right.
And that's why we're having this meeting in the week of the 25th.
Right.
To do all that. And the question is, if we have the meeting on July 30th, is that too late by which to meet these other deadlines?
The deadline
NBS for NBS and so forth.
The deadline for the county is August 10th. The NBS has requested we do it August 1st or then.
Well, I think what I can I throw something out there? I think if I can estimate, if based on this budget that was presented tonight, the appropriations limit, post that.
Let's take the appropriations limit off the table and don't worry about that, because we have lots of flexibility with the appropriations limit. What we don't have flexibility with is Measure G and reporting that to the county.
Okay.
That has to be done by August 10th, period. The appropriations limit really doesn't have a time limit attached to it. So we can push that into the next meeting. We don't have to discuss the appropriations limit at this special meeting if we don't want to. So we can push that aside, and that can have its own calendaring schedule. But we do need to get the Measure G dollar figure put before the tax assessor, and NBS is requested to get to them by August 1st. So that means backing up. If we wanted to get that earlier to make sure we don't run too late, we have to go back to Monday the 26th for a possible special meeting.
Now, wait a minute. I am concerned about this appropriation limit because that goes on the ballot.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I beg your pardon, it does.
Not this time, no. Trust me on this. The Measure G actually provided for a one-year appropriation. So we're in.
No, I'm not talking about Measure G.
I know.
You guys are really confusing me.
I'm trying not to. There. For our purposes, we have elections requirements every 4 years for the appropriations limits.
Right.
And we were supposed to have had an election in June 2010 for this year's appropriations limit. Measure G had built into it an automatic one-year appropriations timeline. So we didn't have the June 2010 election for an appropriations limit. That's going to be next June, so we're a year off cycle.
Okay, all right.
Measure G, built into the terms of Measure G, was an appropriations limit for a one-year period. So rather than confuse the voters and put two ballots on the initiative, on the election ballot, Measure G put an appropriations limit for 1 year, kicking us till basically June of next year.
Thank you.
Next June, we will have to have an election to have the public vote on the appropriations limit.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
When we discuss appropriations limit, there's a memorandum we have from our law firm explaining how this all works. You'll see it all in writing. But I think that's a shorthand version of what we're trying to do. So back to our scheduling now for, let's just forget the appropriations limit, back to our scheduling for reporting to the assessor what the Measure G amount should be and approving the budget. Mm-hmm. Would July 26th work better for everybody and we could still get NBS done on time to get their materials to the county?
July 26th?
Yes.
Okay.
Monday?
That doesn't work for me.
Well, Bill,
no. If we meet Monday, I can make it work. I can't make it work Wednesday by having two meetings on Wednesday.
Okay, so we could do the special, the closed meeting and the special meeting on Monday for you, Bill. And we could do the closed session and the special meeting on Monday for you.
Yeah, I can do it.
At 7 o'clock.
Not for me, but I can do it.
Well, I mean,
you want to comment? I'm
going to work for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So July 26th at 7 o'clock.
Well, we want to do the closed session prior to the special meeting.
We can do that. Ooh. Great.
There is another group that meets here on Monday nights. That's KIC. The last Monday of the month, KIC meets in this room for their meeting.
What about the main room?
The Boy Scouts have that, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's scheduled for.
Or how about one of the other rooms, Greg? You have two other rooms.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we could block off that from the Boy Scouts.
No, the small room. They do the small rooms and the. They do all three other rooms.
Yeah, they usually ran
they do.
All over the place.
8 o'clock is KIC. It doesn't say the Boy Scouts. July 26th.
I have them at 7:30.
Then again, I don't know if they meet in the summer. If they don't have meetings in the summer.
Yeah, and Bill just noted that the KIC meets at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No. They meet
well,
at 7:30.
Well, that's what it says on the calendar.
KIC meets in this room the last Monday of the month at 7:30.
Okay.
We can meet.
The Boy Scouts aren't on this calendar.
I don't think they meet in the summer, but I'm not sure. My Boy Scout expert's not there.
Can we meet in Building E?
Can you call him? I have a cell phone.
KIC is not meeting in July.
Oh, okay.
And Building E has plenty of space in the main room.
Joel just said KIC doesn't meet in July.
So,
we're good.
Who just said that?
I'm sorry.
Joel just said
KIC is not meeting in
according
July.
According to the Outlook, it's not always perfect, but I checked with them. I checked with them, and that's the information.
But Building E could be a backup, Greg. You just have to check.
So, let's
take
a folks, can we get back on schedule here, guys? Thank you. If I was to schedule the special meeting to start from 6 to 8, let's say, and then the closed door session from 8 till whenever, would that be okay? Monday, July 26th? 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m.
For the regular meeting, for the open session?
Yes. And if it ends sooner, we can just start the closed door session.
Monday, that will 6 o'clock is too early for me. I can't do that.
Okay.
What
time works for you?
I might be able to do 6:30.
Well, is 7 better for you?
Yes, 7 is perfect.
We'll just do 7.
We'll just do 7 then.
7 will work.
Okay, so let's do this.
I have a feeling it's not going to take 2 hours for
me. It probably won't. So let's do 7 o'clock for the special meeting. 7 to 9. Tentatively 7 to, let's say 7 to 8:30, because it really shouldn't be that long.
Yeah.
And then a closed door session. And pencil that in. There's some limits on what we can consider closed door, and let me finalize with our law firm what can be closed door, what has to be open door. Well, let's just put down in pencil 8:30 till whenever.
Closed session.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
Monday the 26th.
Yeah. And that'll be, see if we can't do that. Okay.
And just to save paper, maybe we should just run the new reprint all these and change these.
Okay.
Is there going to be violating anything like that?
If provided he sends it out on the agenda for those who want it by email again. I hate to do that, but if you send it electronically to those who want it electronically, I don't mind simply keeping the copy of the budget for the next time, but I think you have an obligation to publish it electronically. Did I lose it there?
No, I don't think we published it this time.
Oh.
It looks awful thin there.
Oh.
If it's not in this packet, it wasn't. It wasn't printed for.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, since we're at 9:30 now, we have the time set. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Oh yes, Oh yes.
Hold her back. She's out the door.
Yes.
Is there a second? All those in favor? Aye. Aye. We're done. Thank you very much.
Kathy and Pat.
Yes.
Are you available on July 20th?
Available when?
July 20th.
I'm sorry, Bruce, tell me.
Okay, hi, Ben.